an entire... Now, it's July 10th. We've had six more days of sliding into tyranny since that Declaration of Independence thing was done last Monday. I hope you've noticed the slide. I'll bet you that most of you have. Good afternoon. This is Freedom Frenzy. My name is Jerry DeMars, and I'm joined by my co-host, Jenny Hodges. You're there, aren't you, dear?
Shona, Jerry. Hi, y'all.
It's always good to check. Because sometimes things happen.
You see, don't you, Jerry? You miss not getting to talk to me one Monday through Friday for 2 hours a day.
Yes, I do.
Aw, I miss you.
It's left a large hole in my existence. And you know what? I don't have enough business, really, to fill the hole by trying to keep me busy doing other things. So I get to dwell on the fact that...
I hate misery that I have time to dwell on. That's the worst.
And you know, the other thing, I really recognized after we cut off doing it Monday through Friday, that doing all the research, pulling material together for each and every day show was kind of fun. But I don't have the inertia right now to do that. And, you know, pulling information together for this show, but it's only one day a week. It proved to be fun, and it's always been fun, but I think getting that dose of euphoria 5 days a week, maybe even six sometimes, because I was always on the lookout for stuff that was going to be interesting that I could bring to the listeners, and that's gone. But let's not cry over spilt milk, because there's nothing. We're not going to accomplish anything.
Besides that, Jerry, we could be back to Monday through Friday after Labor Day.
Well, maybe. I guess that, you know, potentially might be in the offing, but we'll just kind of have to play that by ear, won't we?
Yeah.
Other than your court battle in the city of Atlanta, and I'll get to see you Tuesday morning, so that'd be nice. What else have you been doing?
Well, I think I've been letting that hang too heavy on my mind, actually. One of my girlfriends came over and we were chatting and she's like, so how's the summer panning out in Georgia? And I said, well, it's not really panning out because I'm so weighted down and, you know, just with this court issue and frustrated about it. And I don't know, I think I'm dwelling too much on it, that it's kind of absorbing my summer like a black hole. Mm-hmm. But I've just been taking care of my family and taking care of Vivian and getting a lot of sewing accomplished and, you know, a lot of family time. There was a shower for my soon to be sister-in-law. John is, my husband is one of five boys, and the only unmarried brother, the baby of the family, will be getting married in early August. So, we had a shower for his, bride on Saturday, and it was kind of some fun sister-in-law time because there were three.
So that's what made you disappear? You've become a ghost?
You know, I really have become a ghost, but I intend to resurrect starting tomorrow, Jerry.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
I know. Eternal, right?
Hey, have you? You said you haven't been paying any attention to the news, and I just want to give this out, you know, my thrust in life, or one of the things that really garners my attention oftentimes is economic news. And I happened to be, while sipping on a cup of coffee last Friday morning, reading the headlines insofar as economic information was concerned. And, you know, Friday was actually an auspicious day, a negatively auspicious day, because the federal government had to come out and tell everybody that, well, the jobs picture is actually pretty miserable. But for some reason, Reuters and many of the other news agencies out there were really out in force with the pom-poms early Friday morning, I guess maybe to ameliorate some of the damage that was probably going to come down the pipe. United States companies probably stepped up hiring in June as economy recovers from a stumble in recent months was the headline that Reuters was giving the American public and the world in general. We're going to cut away to their break, and when we come back, it'll be time for Hit and Run News. Hang loose.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right, comrades, we're back, and it is indeed time for Hit and Run News. And Jenny, you won't believe who's now teaching dietitians their education courses. According to the American Dietetic Association, registered dietitians are now given formal education by the Coca-Cola company on how safe it's...
What?
Yeah, and the Coca-Cola company is teaching these dietitians how safe its ingredients are. Yeah, the ADA's Commission on Dietetic Registration has approved a program created by the Coca-Cola company Beverage Institute for Health and Wellness. Is that not an oxymoron of some magnitude? That will... educate dietitians about what it calls urban myths about food safety. The program teaches that fluoride, sugar, artificial colors, and those non-nutritive sweeteners have been, and I quote, carefully examined for their effects on children's health, growth, and development, close quote. And they go on to suggest methods that dietitians can use to help get rid of concern among parents about their children's health. Yeah. Now, according to the Alliance for National Health, program materials include gems like a majority of studies so far have not found a link between sugar and behavior in children, generally, or children diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. This is certainly news to me since I've already seen many other studies that say the exact opposite. Now, had you run across anything like that?
No.
What's going on here?
That's insane. Well, obviously, the corporatocracy is realizing their stranglehold on the American psyche and the American pocketbook is beginning to loosen. And they've got to rally their forces and start engaging themselves to convince the public that, you know, what they're dishing out is, you know, under the guise of natural, wholesome, dietetically. Is that even a word?
Dietetically? I know what it means. It must be.
Anyway, that it's right on par. And it's interesting going to the grocery store and seeing things like 100% natural. Oh, what does that mean? You know, these drinks, Naked. Have you seen the Naked drinks that are in the produce section? And there's another, like, Odwalla or something like this.
And that sounds familiar, but I've not seen the Naked variety of drinks.
Okay, they've got Bolt House, Naked, and Odwalla, I think is the other one. And they produce these green smoothies, and they're 100% natural drinks and so on and so forth. So I called two of the companies and said, is pesticide used on these vegetables before they're juiced and all this? And at first the guy tried to pretend not to understand me, but when we came to understand each other very clearly, he let me know that everything is grown conventionally. It's just not natural. It's totally concentrated toxic. And more and more people have been asking me, you know, how do you feed your family? And I was talking today with some people, and they were just fascinated about making their own kefir at home and their own yogurt, you know, and they're like, wow, that's amazing. You make your own yogurt. And I'm like, wow, we're really divorced from the process of making it. Let me tell you how you do it. You take one tablespoon of yogurt, and I use the Billy line of the culture because it cultures at room temp, and you take one tablespoon of yogurt to one cup of pasteurized organic milk, and let it sit on the counter for 24 hours and put it in the fridge. That's how complicated this is, you know. So anyway, Jerry, the corporatocracy is going to do everything possible to keep from losing their profits and their stranglehold on the American diet.
Well, you know, when I first saw this piece of information, it came to my mind almost immediately that people like Coca-Cola must recognize that this natural food movement, or at least an interest in eating stuff that's actually good for you and certainly preventing your children from ingesting garbage food, is apparently hitting them in the pocketbook. And hitting them in the pocketbook in a big way, and this is what they've dreamed up to repulse that effort. And, you know, back when I was the president of the Youth Association there in Austell, Georgia, we had one very successful 6-year-old football team. Now, these are actually kids out there, 6 years old, playing tackle football. And one of the things that the coach used to do for those kids before the game was to fill them up on some very, very heavily sweetened Kool-Aid. Okay? And those kids, with all that extra sugar in their system, were like demons on the gridiron. And you know, When you went to their practice and they weren't having that sugar forced into them as, you know, big part of the party atmosphere before a game, that they didn't have that. They didn't have that ability. So it had to be it really had to be the sugar, because I think, you know, 6-year-olds are probably a little bit too young for the adrenaline effect to hit them that much. Don't you think?
Yeah, I'm with you. I can totally see it as being the sugar rush. And my kids' behavior alters big time when they go, you know, the first time my mom had them over after we went totally organic, totally whole food, and they had been that way for months and months, she was giving them root beer floats with regular soda pop and, you know, ice cream and all this, and their behavior was off the charts terrible. And my mom called me, you know, and we were talking about the kids, and I said, this is so bizarre. They don't act like this. What are you feeding them? And boy, that convinced my mom. She like purged the pantry. And it's really true. And like Doritos makes, I think it's Doritos. They make some kind of a spicy, maybe it's Cheetos. They make this spicy Cheeto or crisp snack. And the seasoning that's used on these snacks actually alters behavior such that the children become very aggressive and belligerent. Maybe we should start feeding those to Americans that we want to revolt against the tyrants and the
tyrants. Yeah, maybe we could put gallons of that into the water supply.
Yeah, take out the fluoride and put in.
We probably ought to leave the fluoride in there because everybody's teeth is as a result. But, you know, if we could add this other chemical to the water supply. And it's odd you should say that. I listened to a thing that Gerald Celente, you know who Gerald Celente is, right?
It's not.
Trends Research, the president. And you know, Gerald has been spot on forecasting so many climactic events for the last 8-10 years here in America that it's very, very difficult to disregard anything that he says.
Okay, so what's he saying?
Well, he's talking about all the unrest that is going on in the world. You know, the American people in particular are being told that it's all about the demand for growing demand for democracy around the world. Celente said that's hogwash. Actually, he used a different word, but he said that's hogwash. And he also said that what's really going on is these people, just like the people in America, don't have any money. And they recognize that the people at the top of the pyramid have got it all. And guess what? They're very unhappy. And I, you know, we've talked about this before, and they don't have chlorinated water, and they don't have fluoridated water. And I can't help but wonder if those people are willing to get out into the streets and do what they do. And this could be the little countries in the Middle East all the way to Greece. And watch out, because Spain, Portugal, and Ireland are probably next. Why? Why, with those things in mind, and I'm talking about chlorine and fluoride, why do we allow it to be put into our water? And see, that's all outside of the other health issues. And it just seems to me that if indeed Mr. Celente is spot on, and I have no reason to believe that he's not, then we, the American people, have indeed some sort of tripping point, some sort of point after which, when we pass over, we're not going to sit and take this anymore.
Dear God, please make it so.
Well, right before I came on the program today, I was reading this article on Yahoo.com about this woman that's been out of work for 3 years. She has actually made a tally of all the applications for different jobs that she's made, you know, applications for, and she's over 1,800 different applications over the 3-year period, and still has been unable to secure a job. And, you know, the unemployment numbers that came out Friday, which I touched on a little earlier, they're flipping dismal. And I can't help but wonder why in the world it hasn't had a negative meteoric impact on the popularity of, one, Barack Obama, two, the Congress of the United States, and three, the situation in general. Why are the American people so oblivious to what's going on around them, and how much longer is this going to be allowed to stand? It's crazy, don't you think?
Crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And, you know, I've been reading Larkin's book. Actually, I've been kind of toying with reading it. I need to hunker down and read it for real.
How far have you gotten into it? Because I actually wanted to touch on that with you today on the air, too.
Well, I've been bouncing around and reading this bit and that bit, so maybe you could say I'm halfway done. And I think he makes so many excellent, excellent points. If all of America would simply buy this book and put it on the back of their toilet, in a week it would be a better place.
Well, it'd probably take America about 3 weeks to read it, dear, and it's a very, very thin book. But, you know, Americans don't read very fast at all. And if it's on the back of their toilet, they're only going to get a page or two done each sitting. No pun intended. We're going to cut away to a break. When we come back, we got some more stuff for you. Don't go away. Hang loose.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alimax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
All right, comrades, we're back. And before we left you, we were talking about the book that Larkin Rose has recently written. What was the name of the book, dear? Do you remember?
The Most Dangerous Superstition.
Exactly. And you know, I've probably read about a third of it, and I haven't been dancing around through the book like you have. I've been trying to read it straight through because I think it actually builds a hierarchy in the message as when you do it. Now, but I'll tell you, it's had a remarkable impact on me just reading that book. And I suspect that what you talked about before we went away to that last break, if America had it on the back of their toilets and were reading it every time they went to the bathroom, we might actually have some sort of serious impact on the psyche of America. And I know it's had that impact on me because I have found that all things political have all of a sudden lost their luster. For instance, I watched this little video on YouTube, and the Ron Paul people sent this out the day before yesterday, I believe. And it was about this guy somewhere in the middle part of the country. It doesn't really matter where, but he's in his 20s, and he's a late 20s probably. And up until very, very recently, he's been a serious neocon. Voted for Mike Huckabee the last time around and went to the Republican National Convention, the one that nominated John McCain for the presidency. Somehow or another, this kid has had an epiphany. And he's had an epiphany because he's been, I guess, encircled by Ron Paul folks. And he's been getting a heavy-duty dose of the message of liberty. But even so, And this is a problem I've even got. It's a growing problem, actually, for me with the people in the Ron Paul movement. It's because they, even though they're all about liberty, they're all still very much statists in the underlying structure of their ideology. They still believe that government, albeit a smaller, more efficient government, is a wonderful thing to have. And, you know, I'm being disabused of that idea 100%. And I have to blame it on Larkin Rose. He certainly put some seeds of derision in my mind in that book. And I would imagine that because I'm only probably a third of the way through it, that it's going to get worse as I move on and digest more of the information and more of the analogies that he's got in there. And
I'm glad to hear you say that, Jerry, because quite frankly, Larkin has not introduced me to anything new. As I'm jumping around, and that's kind of probably why I'm doing more jumping instead of methodically plodding through, because, you know, I like things to go 90 miles an hour, and I'm reading through stuff and kind of going, well, duh. And it's so refreshing to hear somebody write rational thought.
And I'm glad you keep saying, well, duh, because that's the important thing. That book is written, it's designed, it's aimed at the neocon mindset. And, you know, if you could get somebody, well, like that that thing that I asked you to look over and that you made the contribution to send to the people here in Carrollton to think about, I would expect that if we could get people just like that to sit down and with an open and honestly open mind, read what Larkin had to put down and make some value judgments about the information, they would become very, very troubled in a very short period of time. Don't you think?
I would hope so. And I'll tell you, I get so discouraged at the way people flounder if they don't have an authority structure to which they feel a need to submit. And it really irritates me, the phrase, a law-abiding taxpayer. You know, that phrase just gets my ire up so bad. And, you know, when you see a cop in front of an abortion clinic, because, you know, during 40 Days for Life and we have the peaceful praying presence, the cops are out front and they're protecting the murderers inside the building. And pro-lifers are some of the most docile people on the planet. You can't even get them to go pray in front of an abortion clinic, much less do something, you know, like bring the building to the ground in the middle of the night when it's empty, as is what should happen, quite frankly. I will ask these cops, I'll say, you know, they're killing people inside. Yeah, how do you feel good about standing here protecting them? Well, it's the law. Well, it's totally immoral, and it's against natural
law. And it being the law empowers me to be immoral. And that's
exactly right. And there's a cop who attends the church where I'm at. I think he's a member. And one of my friends was saying, oh, I just feel so safe when he's here. And I said, I don't ever feel safe around cops. They have got their arms.
Did you get the glazed eye look when you said that?
They're just like, really? They never really thought about it before. And I said, he has taken it, you know, I don't know what kind of oath he's taken, but if he's told to go guard an abortion clinic, he's going to do that. And we're going to all feel like he's justified because that's the law. You know, at Puke Fest, and why these legislators are so arrogant and they think in mass they have the authority to pass legislation to regulate every area of your life. And all these different things, Jerry. I just look at people and I think, really? Really? Is this making any sense? And I cannot be a supporter of constitutional government.
I'm having a real hard time with it myself. Hey, we're going to cut away to a break. When we come back, we'll get to you callers in the queue. So everybody hang loose. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Jerry, we gotta at least put this out there before we go to our callers. So Lee and Dave, hang on just a second, because I'm against constitutional government. I don't think it's a plus to go back to the Constitution, frankly. And, you know, not too long ago, Jerry, you and I had spoken with another liberty-minded individual about doing some work together, and I kind of got gun shy because of how often he was saying we need to get back to the Constitution. I do not agree with that. And I think if today we could flip a switch and be at the Constitution's, you know, founding, whether or not that was legitimate, but if we could be there, you say that would be a good starting point to get to real liberty.
No. You didn't couch it in the same terms that I couched it in. I said, compared to where, and it makes a big difference. It really does. Compared to where we find ourselves today. And, you know, I recognize that time and laziness of the people has brought us to where we're at right now today. But if somehow or another we could turn the clock back to the point in time to where the original, adulterated only by the Bill of Rights, Constitution could be reinstituted in America, I honestly believe that it would be at least a better situation for us now today, but I think that it would be a wonderful jumping off spot to expand the universe of individual liberty, particularly now because we've got a growing number of folks that are more heavily interested in expanding the universe of individual liberty, unlike anything that this country or the entire world has seen since mankind first stood behind an ox cart. You follow me?
Well, I don't agree with that, Jerry. There's a lot more liberty when Cain and Abel were hanging out in the fields discussing appropriate sacrifices. There's a whole lot more liberty then, but I'm here to tell you that the dissenters of the Constitution, like Thomas Jefferson and Patrick Henry, were wooed into complacence because it was good enough. And I'm telling you, if we flip the switch and the Constitution and all that were enacted today, everyone would go back home. We would go back home, Jerry. You and I would focus on our honeybees and tomato plants, I guarantee you, if that were the case. And so I think it's important that with this universal revolution, because the whole world is waking up to the umbrage they should be feeling toward any entity that imagines it has some direct line to God and authority over one other of us or another, that this universal revolution is, I think, getting out on the right foot. And, you know, even I was thinking about this the other day and I was talking to somebody about it. I think it was yesterday at the bridal shower. Everywhere I go, I just can't shut up. But I was saying, you know, this attitude that we have some authority in and of ourselves to even judge someone else is so foreign to what's in the Bible. And even when the archangel Michael and the devil were fighting over Moses' body, and you can find this little bit in the book of Jude, archangel Michael did not say, "I rebuke you." He said, "God rebuke you." So he didn't even in his own authority as a not fallen angel judge Satan. He let God take care of that. So anyway, I love Larkin's book, The Most Dangerous Superstition. You guys, buy a copy for yourselves. Buy a copy for your pastor. He's going to think you're a real nut job. You might get barred from the sacraments. But hey, it'll make some waves.
Hey, one of our listeners has indeed pointed out, and this pertains to obtaining a copy of Larkin's book. And hopefully you get one. And there's no money in this for us. We just think that it would have a profound impact on your thinking. But one of our listeners has pointed out that only 53% of Americans can read or understand a paragraph. So I think that those of you that have 50 cents worth of intellectual capital that can get that book might have to do a little bit of tutoring moving forward so that idea begins to grab hold of more and more psyches.
We only need like 10%, Jerry, that much of America to buy the book, read it, and implement it. Everyone else will come along for the ride. They'll be like, "What? They're sheep. I mean, God didn't call us sheep to compliment us." They're like, "Sheep are the dumbest animals in the world. Nothing's dumber than a sheep." Lee in Georgia, welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Hey, guys.
Aren't
hey
you
there.
Happy to hear us on air today, Lee?
You what?
Aren't you happy to be able to hear us live on air today? Say yes, because Jerry and I are just...
Yeah, humorously.
Over to another Swiss horses over there and just walked back to the door trying to catch y'all before you got started, but I was about 15 minutes late. And what doing just as Jerry was talking about unemployment.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, I tell you, though, I do like Rose, Larkin Rose. I tell you, he has very rapidly become my favorite anarchist. By far, without question, I like Larkin. I just wish more people had the stones he's got. I got to thinking about the unemployment thing as you were talking, Jerry, and I know I'm going to be kicking myself in the butt because right about the end of the first hour, first or second break of the second hour, I'm going to be kicking myself in the butt because something will come up that I'll be like, "Man, if I'd have just waited, I could have talked about that." But that's okay. You know, I think about this unemployment you were talking about. I remember this is one of the things about me that really just irritates the snot out of people, and that is I have a really good memory. I remember during Obama's campaign, first of all, I'm still trying to figure out what made anybody in their right mind think that after only 3 years and as a senator and not really having any other real job experience and never worked in an executive position, so he's never really made any decisions, of any importance what really gave him the qualifications to be president. But be that as it may, I remember during his campaign when he was such a supporter of the TARP, remember that, the Toxic Asset Relief Program people? Yeah, remember when he said if we pass this, he was a real big, strong supporter about that, he said if we pass this TARP, unemployment will not go over 8%. Now, that was, what was that, October, November of 2008? And what did we see in on December 14th, if I remember correctly, when the numbers came out in 2009, unemployment was at, 10.4. Wow. Or 10.14 or something right in there, 10.14, 10.4. And now, of course, we know if you look at the actual real numbers that they're not telling you, it was actually more at that point about 18%. Now it's 27%. What happened to if we pass this bill, unemployment won't go over, and then, well, there's EE2, and now they're extending that. Hey, folks, remember 5 days before the election? We're 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. How's that change working out for you?
Well, you know as well as I do, it's not working. I didn't vote.
I just wonder about these people with peace signs all over their car and the Obama sticker. And I'm kind of going, when do you guys develop a sense of shame? But then I look at my, you know, Republican friends and the George W. Bush, you know, regime for 8 years. I'm thinking, really? You guys cannot wake up and recognize an American terrorist when you see one? Like, on every possible level? So if Republicans can't wake up, why would we imagine Democrats can? They're all sheep.
Domestic terrorism at its best.
Well, you know, you don't have to think to be an American. You don't.
No, to be an American, you
there's
can't.
No obligation at all, and most people go the easiest route, the path of least resistance. And you and I know that oftentimes when you're forced to sit down and think, it can be torturous, particularly since most Americans don't have inductive and deductive reasoning skills anymore. And they get lost. They stumble over the first little aspect of doing that cognitive thought thing, and that's what we're suffering from now today.
You know, one of my friends who it was, you know, very high up in the military and has done some political things, he was on a delegation to the UN, and he said what was so shocking was how ignorant the Americans on this delegation to the UN were about basic historical facts. Concerning America and how knowledgeable the French, the Italians, the Russians, and everybody else were on American history and American facts. He said the difference was so shocking, even to him at that point. It was
I know, and this is what drives me nuts, is when people in other countries know more about...
We have an effective government indoctrination program, and the effective government indoctrination program must ensure that Americans do not understand their history and they do not understand their present, so they will not take control of their future.
And you know what you're really saying there, dear, in a nutshell? They don't know who they are.
Yeah, that's right. They need to not know who they are in order for the corporatocracy to reign supreme on every possible level in America today. Americans must never wake up to the fact of who they are.
Did you see this news?
Is what drives me nuts is, you know, people in other countries know our history better than we do. But you know, Jerry, you were talking about being an American and thinking. There used to be a time in this history where you could not be an American if you didn't have the ability to think and use your freaking brain for something besides something to occupy the space within your skull. American means being docile and being complacent and being a punk and not standing up for yourself and letting some big brother dictator moron tell you what you can and cannot eat, where you can and cannot go, what you can and cannot do, who you can and cannot associate with, what you can and cannot say. I mean, it's just, you know, Jerry, I've become, when you were talking about, you know, what's it going to take for the people to get up off their, well, to basically put it politely, get up off their assets and do something, I'm wondering if maybe they might have to experience something like they did over in the Arab world, where they're going to have to live under 30, 40 years of a tyrannical dictatorship, completely oppressed to the point to where they're drinking stagnant water and living in their own feces before they grow a spine.
Well, now, one of the things that I didn't say about what Gerald Salentes did allow in that or in that interview was the driving force. And he only alluded to this. It's not something that he said in particular. Hunger. Those people don't have the financial wherewithal to feed themselves or their families. Guess what has them out in the streets? Now, you know as well as I do, we now have over 44 million Americans on food stamps. The other thing that's going on here in America that is keeping the tyranny running is the fact that there's unemployment compensation, but that too is beginning to run out. Now, one of the best things that's going on in America, in my view, is the fact that they have got the government tied up in knots with the current debate over whether or not the debt ceiling is going to be increased. The longer that debate goes on, the better chance we have for the curtain to be pulled back and for the American people, even the dummies out there, to see what's going on behind the curtain and maybe, just maybe, get mad enough to do something about it. And you know, I if we don't, here's an indication that it's only going to get worse. A friend of mine sent me this story, and it's out of Chicago. It came from the Associated Press. The story reads as follows. Illinois will only assess reading and arithmetic now that high school juniors will no longer be tested on their writing skills during standardized exams every spring, and that's according to a published report. Cutting those writing exams will save the state of Illinois $2.4 million every year, and that's because of the state's budgetary shortfalls. Writing tests for elementary and middle school students have already been dropped as of last year. Well, now, wait a minute. One of the things that they really looked at your SAT things was your ability to compose a piece using the rules, you know, the 3 points and a summation. And now they're not even being taught how to do that in the public school system. Now, where can America go from this? I guarantee you it's not even linearly motivation. It's not upwards, of course. It's got to be down. There's only one direction that can come out of this, and it's down. Go. Anything else, Lee?
That pretty much about wraps it up, but I'd like to share a paragraph from Greg Evanson's website, right there on his homepage. And I've said this many times before, but, you know, Greg said it so well, and so rather than try to say it as pitifully as I would say it in my simple little redneck language, I'd like to share what he said. Make no mistake, we deserve our fate simply because we could not say no to evil when everyone was encouraging it, and we could not say yes to the godly thing when no one was supporting it. We would not stand in church and challenge the lies and distortions coming from the mouths of blasphemous men of perdition masquerading as holy men. We were unwilling to march on the police chief's office or the sheriff's department when uninformed violence was an everyday event. We could not withdraw our funds from banks that perpetrated policies which took from the poor and gave to the rich. And yes, we refused to protest the killing of babies or shout down the perverts who stand before an evil clergy official and embrace their sodomite lovers in a charade of so-called gay marriage. We witnessed and did nothing as church members held horrible signs up along the funeral routes of fallen soldiers and proclaimed that God was glad that their son or daughter had sacrificed their life. Do we really have to waste one moment trying to figure out why our nation has experienced more natural disasters we really have on a cataclysmic scale this year alone than any other time in our continent's history? Is it mere chance that the nation is plagued by debt that cannot be accurately determined or even imagined? Food is not growing in burned or soggy fields? Do you begin to grasp why people from all backgrounds, all geographical locations, and all walks of life are coming to Michigan let me assure you that our future may be far worse than what they will face in the friendly woods. He says of Iron County, but I'm going to say public.
Well, thank you for that, Lee. We got to move on, and we're coming up hard on a break. Jenny, do you think we have time to bring on another caller?
Yeah, let's give it a shot. Oh, we are hard on a break. Golly, are we already there? Are we flying off the cliff while contemplating its presence?
No, I think we got about 12 seconds before we're going to go to a break. You want to sing us a song, fill in the gap there?
You know, this is a fun quote. A patriot must always be ready to protect his country against the government. I think that's an appropriate
yes,
bit.
Indeed.
All right, we got to get away to a break. This is Freedom Frenzy, you guys. Stay with us. We got lots more fun stuff to talk about because we're discussing liberty.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
All right, let's just move along. We've got Dave from somewhere. Where is somewhere, Dave?
Hello?
Hey there.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey.
Where are you from, Dave?
Arizona.
Arizona. Okay.
Yeah.
What you got for us today?
I've just been listening to you guys talk for a bit. And kind of piqued my interest, especially the Gerald Celente stuff and the unrest going around the world.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And I have to agree with you for Americans to get to that stage, they have to come to a point where they really haven't been before in a long, long time, and that is to go hungry. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that I see actually motivating them, hunger. Because Americans have always been able to eat, at least for the last 50 years or so, and I don't think Americans have known hunger as a collective for a long, long time. And for them to experience that would be the shocker.
But then you should appreciate the masterful thinking behind unemployment compensation.
Oh, yeah. Very masterful.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And another thing I wanted to comment upon was you were talking about, Jerry, you were talking about chlorine and fluoride.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. I think that's another element. I think the level of chemicals in our food and water has had a serious effect on the American psyche to the point where it can't. I don't think Americans, even intelligent ones, because I know a few intelligent people in my life, but even the intelligent ones, they don't seem to register information properly. And I think a lot of that has to do with fluoride and chlorine and chemicals in our food and water.
Well, let me ask you a question, Dave. Could you differentiate by age any difference in the group of folks that you're talking about, those being intellectually aware?
By age?
Yeah, by age. Have you seen a line of demarcation that those
I'm coming on 40 right now, and I think for me, generally speaking, the line of demarcation is around that 40-year-old point, where once you get into your 30s and your 20s, it's just kind of a lost cause.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even people in their 40s, they're not very aware of what's going on, even if they do have a college education. I mean, I went to a pretty well-rounded liberal arts school. We read a lot of philosophy, and there were a lot of conservatives there. But
Do you mind sharing with us what university that was?
It was a place called Thomas Aquinas College.
Oh, okay.
And it was a conservative Catholic school,
mm-hmm.
but there were a lot of neocons at the time when I went, for various reasons. And but what was I going to say? Oh yeah. So nowadays, when I talk to these people on occasion, I do the occasional email with old friends and stuff. And when I talk about this stuff, it just seems it's lost on them. Especially when I get angry, they always ask me, "What's wrong with you? Are you okay?" And I wonder, why would people ask me if I'm okay?
Because you're displaying anger, I suspect.
Yeah, why is it not okay to display anger anymore? That it just seems so common now, like it's almost like impolite to be angry.
Why can't we just all get along?
Yeah, it's like a really odd reaction to what's going on in the world. I mean, do they not see, or is it just me? I guess I was born angry.
I know. I really, my ire gets up, man, talking about this stuff. And when other people are not mad about it, I'm flabbergasted.
I get even angrier when they don't react the way that I do, because I really feel that it's a natural reaction. It should be your natural reaction as to what's going on right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I'll just tell you that in my experience, particularly talking directly to politicians, I've had to have, in several instances, my elbow grabbed and people tugging me away from the encounter.